Okay, well, welcome to the local part, and we're going to do some good news from Newcastle, the Hunter Valley, and Lake Macquarie. And I'm going to put this down as a bit of good news. Please understand, I'm not being political or party political. That's not my job. But it's good news that Newcastle has a new mayor, Gavin Morris. He won with a remarkable result. He won the election by a landslide, didn't even need to go to preference vote. He is an independent. Some of you will know him as the former NBN News anchor and weatherman. His victory was really, as I say, quite remarkable. And you know what I liked about it? And, you know, we pray for him as we pray for all our political leaders. I like the fact that he campaigned on local issues like transport, like development of the CBD and so on. And he didn't set himself forth as some kind of savior of the world or bringing in issues that are not really primarily the responsibility of the mayor. And I also like the fact that it's a really fabulous, he said, it's a really fabulous result, but this is certainly not about me. So we pray for Gavin, and may it be that under his reign as mayor, Newcastle will prosper. And speaking of prospering, of course I have to do this. Here's Queen. We are the champions. Who are the champions? Well, even before Saturday's final game is played, the Jets are the champions. They drew with Adelaide and their rivals Auckland ended up being beaten by the Mariners, our Central Coast rivals, who did us a big favour. It was wonderful. So now the Jets are the champions. The Jets have won two trophies and it looks as though they will have a sellout game just when this program, just after this program has been done. So we're going out on Thursday and the game is on Saturday. And then there's the finals they go into. So that's great news. It is. If you like sport, it's great news to be able to see things like that happening. What about some other good news in our area? Well, I think it's great news that the Anzac Day celebrations, morning services, Sunday services will be so well attended because they always are. It is a wonderful thing that we commemorate and honor those who sacrificed their lives during war. I've also managed to dig up some other good news stories from our area. This was a brilliant one. Did you know that a hidden colony of over 290 koalas has been discovered in the Sugarloaf State Conservation Area? Which was just, that was absolutely brilliant. Or I love the story of Big John, an 80-year-old biker who's been named Newcastle's 22nd Freeman of the City. Congratulations to Big John, who's apparently a great character. And then, what else? Other good news. You may think this is not good news. I think it is. 160 new residents, including 69 affordable homes, are in Garden Suburb that they're going to be built. Maywe opened a new site in Singleton, expanding disability support, employment services, and community programs. And I also think this is good news that because we rely so much on the Port of Newcastle, that it's reported a stronger diversified trade performance, its highest on record. So there's more variety coming in and more resilience showing. And then the other bit of good news I want to take from our area is what I experienced and saw at church, and I've heard about many other churches. I was speaking to someone from Hillsong, and they saw record attendances at Easter. So did we in Scotskirk, the Presbyterians, Hunter Bible Church, other churches. Look, I can't name them all, but there has been real encouragement over Easter. And we pray that it's not just attendances, but that people would hear the word and would come to know the Lord. It really is just a wonderful opportunity that we have had over Easter, and may we continue with that. So the good news is that the good news of the gospel is continuing to grow and flourish in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie and the Hunter and elsewhere. All right, join me after the break for the final word.